And you know, it's a funny story, man. Like people, you know, when I was out working with Dre, you know, people never knew because people used to ask me, you know, how you feel about Fifth coming over to Aftermath. When a lot of people don't know, me and Dre was in the studio, me, Dre, and Eminem, and they was, I guess they was listening to the mixtapes previous. And man, this dude is out here grinding, he doing his thing, boom, boom, boom. So I told Dre and Eminem, yo, my man is doing his thing, man, holler at him. And a couple days later, he was speaking to them, getting signed, man. So, you know, I appreciated that they valued my opinion, Dre and Eminem. And, you know, it was all love. And if it wasn't, I could have said, nah, don't mess with 50 E, you know what I mean? But I was like, nah, man, he out there doing his thing, his mixtapes, his joints is crazy, you know what I mean? He's trying to get out of the street. Yo, go get him, man. So, you know, big up Fifth. So when that came back and he, you know, threw that love back, I don't think he knew. But, you know, I just felt that, you know, that was just justified, man, you know. So big ups.
How does it make you feel now when you see somebody who's come from that beginning, who you were kind of saying to Dr. A, look, let's put this guy on, and now he's worth, what, half a billion dollars?
It shows the power of hip hop, man. If you use it right, you know what I mean. It's a lucrative business, man. If you use it right, if you market yourself right, you're a good businessman. It was 50 years, you know. He reaped all the, you know, percussions from it, man. And it, you know, that's what it's about. And you know, back in the day, I had an idea it would be lucrative. Like my thing was, you know, get paid in full. But I had no idea that it'll, you know, become this lucrative at this day and age, man. But it's you know, it's a blessing that we have, you know, this vehicle to use and, you know, hopefully become famous and wealthy from it, man. But you know, again, man, all I did was give them the nod, like, yo. Yeah, you know what I mean? I guess they was asking me because I'm from the East Coast. Like, you know, I didn't tell them to sign them. They asked me, what do I think? But, you know what I mean? I definitely told them, yeah, man, that dude is the truth. Go holler at him, you know? So, yeah, man, it is what it is.